Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. We are again on location and we are in Wittenberg. And we are going to talk about something that's very crucial for the Reformation, central to the Reformation and Luther, and that is Luther on Scripture. Now, there are a number of things that we could be saying. Let's just say a few things in the time that we have together. The first, and this is where we start, with the authority of Scripture. We see this in Luther in the Leipzig debate in 1519. In one of the monuments to Luther at Eisleben, I believe it is, there is an etching on the side of the monument of a very angry-looking Roman Catholic official. And that angry-looking official is Johann Eck. And on the other side of Eck is Luther. And Eck is holding in his hands all of these sort of bound-up, rolled-up documents, as it were. And Luther is holding a book, the Bible. And that tells it all. Eck is appealing at Leipzig in this debate to the teachings of the councils, the teachings of the church. And those rolled-up documents are to represent that. He's coming at Luther and coming at the Wittenberg reformers and all that is emanating from the city, from the context of the church and the church's authority. And Luther says to Eck, well, I have an authority that is older than yours. And of course, this astounds Eck, and he says, we'll name them. And Luther says, Paul and Peter and John. He appeals directly to the authority of Scripture at Leipzig. And of course, he'll do the same thing at Worms. So at Worms, he comes to say, my conscience is captive to the word of God. When he says, here I stand, he is standing on Scripture and standing firm on the foundation of Scripture. And because Scripture is authoritative, we should read it and we should study it. And Luther offers us a lot of counsel here. Among the many things that he has to say about the Bible, he wants to tell us how to read and study it. One text in particular that helps us is one of his prefaces to an edition of a collection of his writings. There was a Latin collection of Luther's works, and Luther wrote the preface to that. And in that preface, he recalls his conversion. But there was also a German collection of his works. And again, Luther writes the preface for that. And there he tells us how to read and study the Bible. He gives us 3 steps. The first step is oratio, or prayer. The Psalms are especially helpful for here. Luther was very familiar with the Psalms. As a monk, he would have been in the Psalms 7 times a day. They took Psalm 119, 164 very literally. 7 times in the day, I will praise thee, says that text. And so Luther and his fellow monks, they would take 7 times out of their day to spend in the Psalms. Luther loved the Psalms. Some contend that Luther had the Psalter memorized, and he often had the Hebrew Psalter with him. After that, he would also have the Latin Psalter with him as a monk. This was a book he lived in, and it was a book that taught him not only that he should learn Scripture, but that he should pray Scripture. And so the Psalms can be very helpful for us as we think about Scripture and approach Scripture prayerfully. The second step is meditatio. Luther says the temptation is to push on, to rush on, to just simply read the text. And Luther cautions us, he counsels us, he encourages us to simply pause, to meditate on God's word. And again, the Psalms are helpful here because the psalmist often calls upon us to meditate on God's word. Well, the third step in studying the Bible from this preface to the German collection of his works is tentatio, the struggle. Just like Jacob wrestling with the angel, we wrestle and we struggle with Scripture. The struggle, as Luther says, is our unbelief, our doubt, our stubbornness. Ultimately, it's our sin. And the Word of God confronts it all. Well, that's Luther on Scripture, the authority of Scripture, and how to read and study and learn and labor in and even love this word that God has given us to love God's word. That's Luther on the Bible. And I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for joining us here in Wittenberg for 5 minutes in church history. So we have time for a bonus quote, this from the Dutch theologian Herman Vitsius. When the believer thus receives Christ and rests upon him, he considers him not merely as a Savior, but also as a Lord. He receives a whole Christ and acquiesces in him and all those characters which he sustains. But he is not less a Lord than a Savior. Nay, he cannot be a Savior unless he be also a Lord.